Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Welcome to week 4 of the Trump administration. There is already public musing about drastic senior staff shakeups. Our colleagues Josh Dossie and Alex Eisenstadt have a story out this morning detailing how Trump is personally unhappy with many members of his senior staff. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is in hot water over reports that he had secret discussions with Russian officials and lied about it. But it's not just Flynn who has caught Trump's ire. He is taking a look at his entire senior staff.
And there has been a growing back and forth over Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus. Trump ally Chris Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, took to CNN Sunday publicly casting doubt on Priebus. He also talked to the New York Times and Washington Post about how he needed to go. Ruddy later softened those comments about Priebus on Twitter. One thing is for sure, staff turmoil like this is just one of the many hurdles that Trump is facing when it comes to pushing through the most ambitious agenda to roll back regulations since Ronald Reagan.
That's absolutely right. While Trump and Republicans on Capitol Hill would like you to believe they are pushing through an aggressive agenda, it's important to view that with a healthy dose of skepticism. While Jared Kushner seems like a smart and capable guy, he's been tasked with solving massive problems like Middle East peace and an overhaul of the tax code. He's never worked in government. Republicans on Capitol Hill are also beginning to view Trump with distrust. Many lawmakers do not believe he has surrounded himself with aides who know how to get things done in Washington. Running an anti-establishment campaign is smart, but once you're here, you need to play the game.
How that agenda could stall is the topic of at least two big pieces today. The Wall Street Journal has an important read on the limits to overhauling the country's infrastructure and how Trump could run up against the same costly reviews and legal battles that Obama's 2009 economic stimulus package did. And Annie Linsky in the Boston Globe reports on barriers to revive the U.S. steel industry.
First in Playbook this morning, business groups are coming out in force to support Trump's labor nominee, Andy Puzder. The International Franchise Association got 100 groups to sign a letter backing Puzder. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is meeting with Republican Senators John Kennedy, Mike Enzi, Todd Young, and Joni Ernst today.
Trump's also got a busy day ahead of him. He's hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House. He will also announce the Canada-United States Council for Advancement of Women Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.